All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood, and Carl Clark. I got it right this time. We're not going to make him a Redskin wide receiver, but former tennis star, graduated in 1989. Carl Clark is with us, and Frank's got a little additional background information on our guest.
And we're going to keep this briefer than we could. He was coached by Homer Richards at UVA, lettered on the team in Charlottesville in 86, 87, and 89. We're going to find out the missing year of 88. We're going to get to that momentarily. Played professionally over there in Europe in the early 90s. Has won over 50 Virginia State titles in singles, doubles, and mixed. And winner of 12 USTA national titles. He currently serves in the position as head tennis professional over at the Country Club of Virginia for the last 14 years and has always done an outstanding job there. And
has he given you a lesson?
My daughter. He actually has helped my daughter over the years.
You're beyond help?
I think I'm helpless, yes. not hopeless, just helpless. My wife will agree with that without any further ado. Anyway, Carl grew up in Reston, Virginia, and played and got his high school degree from South Lakes up there in Reston, Virginia. And Carl, let's talk about UVA tennis today just for a moment. Brian Bolden has done amazing things since he arrived back in 2002. Really, for about the last 6 or 7 years, they've owned the ACC. In the last 5 years, Virginia is undefeated in the ACC, has gone to the quarters, the semis, and even the finals of the NCAAs. Just generally your thoughts about the tennis program today, and maybe how will the team do now that Sanam Singh has graduated and Michael Shabazz has graduated, and now there's a little turnover now in leadership. So what are your thoughts there?
Well, it's just become a tremendous program. You know, over the last 7-8 years, and Brian's done a tremendous job. You know, I consider it now to just be a professional training ground. And, you know, when you think about recruiting, you know, you can invite kids to come in to play, and, you know, they can train with touring professionals. And, you know, just like this week where they have the Challenger in Charlottesville and all the former players have come back to play. I mean, it's just, you know, if you want to go to play with the best players and the best program, I mean, it's the top of the list in the country right now.
You know, facilities have been upgraded tremendously in recent years, and the Snyder-Hunt tennis courts, isn't that correct? Right near Mem Gym are really fantastic. They resurfaced and repainted and put, you know, fancy windscreens and new fencing and all that sort of thing, and there's even some sort of natural hills there for the fans to watch the matches, and when the weather's bad, they go to Boar's Head with that incredible indoor facility, and we all know that Boyd Tinsley has given big money up there in support of that, and that's nice to see the fine musician from Dave Matthews Band. And so it's sort of almost like a rock and roll little culture going on up there, and they keep winning. And contrast that with maybe your days where maybe tennis didn't get that kind of financial support and certainly sort of the international recruiting that's been going on.
Right. Well, we certainly never flew anywhere to play matches. We kind of got together in an old van and toured the country. But as far as facilities, we used to play outside of U-Haul. It was where the courts used to be. And as far as the Boar's Head, it was the original Boar's Head courts. And I think we had practice time in the winter from about 10:30 to 12 at night on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's a little bit different. But it's a beautiful facility now. I hear they have plans to do even more as far as a stadium outdoor court there, you know, in hopes of maybe luring in the NCAA championships.
What has been the difference for Brian? Now, of course, at this point in time, you know, success breeds success. But how did he get it really going at Virginia?
Well, I think he's attracting first of all, good players, but also smart kids, intelligent players that want to get good and make careers out of it, but they're also getting a fine education. And, you know, you get somebody like Somdev who wins a couple NCAA championships, and you start to make a little noise for the program, and then it just feeds itself, and it's just continuing to happen.
In the ACC, when you were playing, who were the strong teams in tennis in those days?
Clemson was high on the list at that time. They were normally top five in the country. They had guys like Jay Berger playing, who did pretty well at the French Open one year. But Clemson, North Carolina, and Duke, for the most part, we normally kind of slid in around fourth or fifth place consistently when I played. But it, like I said, it's a lot different now. And back then, you know, they didn't take so many teams in the NCAA tournament. They basically took, you know, 16 top teams, and that was it. And so
I'd like to see Brian get that national title. I know he's got to be frustrated here in recent years. Certainly last year you can make a case they were the best team in the country and just came up, lost the final match 4-3 to Southern Cal. So I know he would like to finally get that hardware. And maybe this is the year. How good is the team this year?
I mean, they just refueled. I mean, I don't think there's going to be much of a drop-off at all. And I think it's just they're going to get over that hump. I mean, it's going to happen. It's a long season, and they just need to make sure they're peaking at the end. And, you know, like I said, once they get off over that hump, I think they're going
to. It really is a long season. They're starting to fall and go. The finals are like in May, aren't they?
Sure. And you've got the ITA indoors, which Virginia has won like four times in a row or something crazy like that. And
so it's really the full academic year.
It tends to run a long time. They're playing a lot of the individual matches now here in the fall. And, you know, I'd almost forgotten this, but Virginia is now on a 78-match ACC winning streak.
It's what we call not too shabby.
So you can't feel too bad for Coach Boland with 78 straight conference wins. You talk about players, you know, Drew Courtney – is a terrific senior. He's 6'5". You got Alex Demijan. He's 6'7". He's a sophomore from Wesley Chapel, Florida. And I've talked to Alex, and you know, I just said, please stay another year or two. You've got.
I'd say who's impressed me is Jenkins.
Jameer Jenkins.
Jameer Jenkins. I saw him. I was in a couple of tournaments with him this summer. And what a tremendous athlete he is. And he's already, I think, advanced to the second round in the went through qualifying in Charlottesville this week and has advanced to the second round of the pro tournament. So he has enormous potential. Nice guy.
And you've got Mitchell Frank, the true freshman, who is only the second or third, I think the third true freshman to ever win the season kickoff NCAA tournament. I forget what that event is called, but Alex did it last year, Alex Demijan. And so Virginia's got two players on, you know, just he has reloaded. All right, Carl, talk about tennis today maybe a little bit. And you know, maybe blend in some of your friends like Trevor Spracklin and some of those guys. What are people doing now in the game? And the equipment has changed radically during your career. I mean, you were playing with wooden rackets.
Sure. We played, you know, when I was in high school and college, wood was out. But frames were tremendously different. We couldn't achieve the kind of power that you could today. So in tennis back then, you know, you saw a lot longer rallies. You know, today, and I still compete, you know, with some of these guys in doubles, it's first strike tennis. And, you know, if you put anything weak over the net, I mean, they're going to hit a winner with the technology out there. So it's been neat. You know, I've been blessed to be able to play this many years, and it's really been neat to see the change in styles and the equipment, and I've tried hard to adapt my game to be able to, you know, still hang a little bit in the doubles court. And
you know, Frank always gets irritated with me when I ask these kind of questions that are off UVA, but yeah. I'm curious from the standpoint of men's tennis, from the American standpoint. It really has dropped off. To what do you attribute that, and how can American tennis at the professional level return to the great years that we used to have?
Well, I think Patrick McEnroe, who's in charge of the USTA kind of player development, he's starting to do some programs getting some of these players practicing on clay courts more. Clay courts, you have a little longer rallies. You know, you can kind of do some more things during the point, teaches you how to work through a point where, you know, when some of these big guys playing hard courts, a lot of it's serve, big forehand, you know, they don't really learn how to develop a point like the Europeans do playing on clay. So Patrick, I know, and Higueras, in charge of the USTA, they're working on, you know, trying to develop players a little bit differently. They've started out, the USTA started out this new 10 and under program for kids where they are using softer balls that don't bounce quite as high, enabling them to start rallies at an earlier age, and they've been doing that in Europe for over 30 years. So,
constructing points.
Constructing points. And so the U.S. is finally getting along with that, and I think you're going to see some talent start to go through the pipeline, and we're going to see, you know, some guys coming
That's
up.
That's good.
We know that Andy Roddick has some relationships in Richmond and passes through periodically, and, you know, he's battling age and injuries a little bit. Could you see some of these Virginia players? I think Somdev Devarman right now is maybe 70th in the world right now, or 68, something like that, but he has been higher. Alex Demijan being 6'7", seems to me, you know, once he starts putting some meat on the bones, what are people going to do with his serve? I mean, he just crushes it.
Right. And you see him as kind of like a John Isner.
Yeah.
He can play really well on the fast courts. And like I said, big serve, big forehand, first strike tennis. You know, you can beat anybody on a given day. Somdev is an amazing all-court player. You know, great foot speed, great counter puncher. I mean, he has done a lot, on the tour. He's not an easy win for anyone.
Michael Shabazz. Sort of taking a note from him, and then Mr. Steady Eddie himself, Sanam Singh.
Sure.
You know, believe it or not, Sanam was actually the Hal Burrows scholarship winner at UVA. And when I finally got to meet Sanam, he could not have been a more pleasant or charming individual, and really loved his experience in Charlottesville. So,
Let me just jump in here. We're visiting with the UVA former tennis star, Carl Clark. You know, I keep
there you go, Jim. You got the name right.
Hey, right. Frank, continue.
Well, I think at this point, why don't we do this, since we've got so many Wahoos in the studio. Billy's over here. Why don't we go through the rest of the ACC schedule and look and go back to football. Looking very quickly here, we've got a number of games. All right, here it is.
Well, the one thing I've learned during the tenure of this show is it's always football season.
During football season, it is football, Jim.
Well, yes. It is football season, but football season never ends as far as the fans are concerned.
All right, so let's look at these games coming up right here. We talked about Florida State at Boston College. I think the sentiment was Florida State would take BC. Anybody got anything to disagree with that?
Michael Tuskey can jump in on microphone. Any thought on that one, Michael?
I agree. The Noles are going to win.
All right, North Carolina at NC State. That's 12:30 on Saturday on the ACC Network, running at the same time as the Virginia-Maryland game. Carolina at State, big grudge match.
I got NC State.
That's Billy going with State. How about?
North Carolina.
Wolfpack.
Carl.
UNC.
Yeah, I think UNC is going to take that game. Duke at Miami at 3 o'clock. Dukies at the Canes. What happens, Hobo?
The Canes bounce back.
Michael.
Miami.
Carl.
The U.
I'm going to say the U. How about you?
I got the U also.
That's a clean sweep. Dukies are going down. They should have won the game last week, but their kicker couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. All right, Notre Dame at Wake Forest. That's an 8 o'clock game. What in the world is Notre Dame doing coming in to play two ACC schools in a row? Notre Dame at Wake, 8 o'clock game, sold-out stadium down there in Winston-Salem.
Grove Stadium, sold out, but the Irish still win the game.
As much as I dislike Brian Kelly, Irish win.
Carl.
Double overtime, waking an upset.
Billy.
Now, Irish. That's a pick right there.
All right,
Irish blowout early, first right. half.
I'm actually going to go with Wake because I think the quarterback – Tanner Price is going to have the game of his life, and somehow the crowd is going to go bonkers. And I've seen Notre Dame this year, and they can be a roller coaster team. All right, let's talk about the Virginia game. We've got a minute to go. Hobo, make your pick. Virginia-Maryland, Hobo.
I'll pass for the moment. Let me think about this. See, my problem is I've been picking against Virginia, and they've won, so I have a hard time.
Billy's going to go.
I have Virginia. Perry is going to have 130 yards.
All right, I'm going to go with Virginia.
I'm going with the Hoos.
Virginia 23, Maryland 13.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say as a score 27-17, Virginia. Virginia has owned Maryland in the last 20 games, something like 15 of 20 if they win this one coming up.
These next two
Carl.
Weeks are really
Carl
big
didn't
for the
make
program.
A pick.
Go ahead, Carl. He's in.
How about 21-10, Virginia?
All right, everybody's going with Virginia. All right. We're getting ready to head to commercial. When we come back, we've got the Olympic Sports Report, and we're going to make some other comments about the upcoming weekend of all the other sports activities. So we're headed to break at this point. Stay with us.